We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. We're going to get into some top picks from guns and ammo.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. It's brought to you by this segment, Diamond Jim's Automotive and Tire.
That's right. Diamond Jim's right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. They want to make sure you drive safe to your hunting location and have a great time hunting. But make sure you get there with safety and good tires and brakes and shocks and alignments, whatever you need. Or if you screw your truck up or your car trying to get to that blind, make sure you get over to Diamond Jim's, get it fixed right. Or if you realize you really should have got newer tires before you went into the woods, because that time of year is coming up quickly.
Right.
I know I'm measuring the depth of the tread on everything I got right now. And I'm in good shape this year.
I am too. I just got a new set a month ago over at Diamond Jim's.
Good. Well, I got a new truck, but he even checked my tires. He goes, oh, you're in good shape. Yeah. You got good tires for this winter. So that's good. So give him a call at 810-743-4210. But better yet, stop by. It's Dort Highway, just south of Bristol, right-hand side of the road. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto. They've been around since 1977. They will take care of you. And we're so happy to have them as a sponsor of this show. So you can link to them right on my website, thegss.com. And you'll be glad you did. You'll be just as happy as Dan and I because your car's in good shape for the winter. So
which one's the centerfold from Guns and Ammo, the annual?
Well, the centerfold is this month. It's all about suppressors.
Okay.
But Guns and Ammo magazine, I get like 8 gun magazines a month. But Guns and Ammo is like the premier. It's always been that and the American Rifleman that I get from the NRA are my favorite magazines, truthfully. But December's magazine just came out, and it has the picks of the year, the top picks of the year. And it's good. It's always good information, but sometimes it's got a little twist to it. You know, there's reasons why they do it, and it could be that some people advertise more than others, but you know, because when you got a gun that just came on the market, and suddenly it's the gun of the year. It's wait a minute, how did that happen?
Oh yeah,
you know, marketing 101.
What are you suggesting right there, Doug?
Yeah, well, I'm not. You know, it's almost as if the ballots weren't counted right. But anyways, but we won't go there. So, but let's just say this: the top picks for 2024. I'm going to go through these, and we're going to discuss them. And now it starts off with Innovator of the Year, which is a good topic. It's who's been the most innovative producer of products for the gun market. And oddly enough, this year, in the past few years, we've had a lot of scope companies and optics companies come on and off the market. Some have left, like Nikon, which is one of my go-tos, left the market. They don't make scopes anymore for guns. But a company named Burris, that's been around for about 50 years, I think, has come on really strong. And they've put great products out at great prices. Every time I've worked with a Burris product, they've even got these scopes called, I think they're called Eliminator scopes, Dan. When you look in this tube, it has a built-in rangefinder, and it's a computer, and they're a couple $1,000. And you can set it for your caliber, and when you hit the button, it'll send a laser beam to the target, read back, tell you how far it is, then it'll move the crosshair, even evaluate the wind to
determine, adjust it.
And adjust your crosshair to where you need to pull the trigger. If it's 675 yards, you're trying to kill an elk with a 300 ultra magnum, or if it's 175,
well, that doesn't hardly seem fair.
175 yards, and it almost sounds like a crossbow, doesn't it? No, or if it's 175 yards, and you're thinking, is that too far to shoot an elephant? Probably is. Probably need to be a little closer, you know? So lots of choices to make, but they are called Innovator of the Year because they've come out with.
So again, to the point, you almost need an IT guy to figure out how to operate.
I worked on one of those Eliminator scopes for 2 hours this year, and I am not computer savvy enough to make it happen. It's not for me. I would rather just have a good variable power scope, and that comes later. We got more to talk about. But Innovator of the Year, they are doing really good. They got night vision. They got heat sensing vision. They got everything you can imagine coming from Burris. So they are considered the innovator of the year. Now, handgun of the year is one I'm always interested in because I am a handgun guy. I love my handguns. I go through stages where I want bolt action guns or I want pump action shotguns. And here I am looking at another 380. Well, how many 380s do you need? A 380 ACP, it's a 9mm short, Dan. It's not real powerful. It's a nice gun to carry because it's not too big. It's not a great big bulge, a Clint Eastwood bulge on your shoulder of carrying a 44 Magnum under your arm. They came out with the Bodyguard 2.0. Now, this gun intrigues me because it is light. It has got a very good trigger on it, good sights. It's got everything you really need in a 380. Plus, it's got a 13+1 capacity, and they are calling it the handgun of the year. So it's only 11.4 ounces, so it weighs almost nothing. It's 3/4 inch wide. It's 4 inches tall and 5.5 inches long.
I saw that view, 3/4 inch wide. It's very thin.
It's a tiny gun. Yeah. And I've got the only gun I've got that's smaller than that is a Kel-Tec, and they're made tiny anyway. But this is nice for this gun.
We got a picture of it. The guy's got it in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, it's a nice-looking gun. Comes with True Glow night sights. Sorry, it doesn't come with Williams night sights, but it has True Glows on it. And it's got the trigger safety and a firing pin block for a thumb safety. So that's optional. You don't have to get it that way. Some people don't want those safeties. Some people do. But the nice thing is, on the new 2.0 Smith & Wesson, MSRP is only $449.
Wow.
So it's an affordable gun. It's a great home defense gun because if you got two mags, you got 26 rounds of ammo with you. That's pretty good. And I always, even though, it's a home gun, I always have spare mags right there ready to go. Just remember your safe storage laws in Michigan. So Rifle of the Year is the next one. Rifle of the Year. This is the one that got me. They always come out with, sometimes they really go high end. And for the average Joe or the guy going to Dunham's or going to Williams pick out a rifle, they're not always going to be looking at a gun for $3,200. You know what I mean?
I'd say very rarely are they going to be looking.
Yeah, although it's not odd, and I'm sure the salesman loves seeing it, but my point is, I've never purchased a gun that costs that much, but I've got friends that spend $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 on guns. I do, but I do it through multiple purchases.
It's quantity, not quality for you.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but I have good quality from what I have for what I spend.
Well, look at that first one you mentioned. They picked their handgun of the year, $449. That's a good price.
Yeah, it's a good. I'm happy with that one. This one is Wilson Combat's new bold action rifle called their Model 20. It's called the NULA, N-U-L-A, Model 20. NULA stands for New Ultra Light Arms. So they're making these guns that weigh like nothing. 5 pounds, 4 ounces. They're engineered, they're light, they're fast, they're smooth. Wilson Combat makes everything perfect. So MSRP on this one, this is a 308. So 308 Winchester. And it is MSRP is $3,295. Now, it has all the bells and whistles you can imagine. It is stainless steel, and it's also Cerakoted. It's got a threaded muzzle. It's got a Timney trigger. It's the Elite Hunter trigger. The trigger pull is 2.2 ounces. 2 pounds, 2 ounces. There we go. So it's 2 pounds. 0.2. So it's nothing. That's the best trigger I have is a 2.5, and I love it. And I'm thinking, I got to be careful. If I have gloves on, I got to be real careful. So you'd have to be careful with this trigger, but this is truly a rifleman's rifle. It's got two position lever safety. It's got all the bells and whistles. 39.75 inches long, and it can be yours. I don't know what they're going to sell for. But $32.95, you probably get them for $28.99, something like that, I would think. So nice gun. Nice gun. I wouldn't kick it out of bed. Anything from Wilson Combat. I buy Wilson mags. I buy their accessories. I buy their springs. I buy their triggers. I buy a lot of parts from Wilson Combat. I've never bought a full Wilson Combat gun, but they make nice 1911s and stuff that are $2,500 too. So good stuff. All right, now shotgun of the year. It's an oldie but a goodie, but it's the newest version. It's the shotgun of the year is a Browning A5 in 20 gauge. This thing is beautiful. It is high grade walnut, glossy finish, 20 gauge. It's downsized. It's not the big old A5 shotguns. They used to be called humpbacks, Dan. The gun from the grip forward took a big hump, and they've downsized that tremendously because this is a 20 gauge. It's available in 26 or 28 inch barrels. It is a very nice gun. Of course, it's 5 pounds, 10 ounces. So it's a great gun for the field. That's a light shotgun. It holds 4 shells plus one in a chamber. Recoil operated. It's got a reversible safety for right and left handed. Now the MSRP on this one, I don't think is bad because I know the quality of this Browning. It's probably either made in Belgium or it's made in Japan. I'm not sure which one, but it's $1,980. They'll probably, you know, be available for $1,750. Great gun, though. You can go to Browning.com, find out more. On all these, you can go to Wilson.com and find out more about the Wilson, and Burris.com, find out about Burris. But all good stuff. And so far, all three, the pistol, the rifle, and the shotgun, I wouldn't kick any of them out of bed. I'd just have to hit the lottery for some of them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But now they come out with an ammo of the year, Dan, which is pretty cool. And they actually picked a specific caliber and why they chose it. And their ammo of the year is from Hornady, which doesn't surprise me. They are phenomenal ammo makers. That's what I deer hunt with most of the time in my 450 Bushmasters and everything. And even in my Marlin lever actions, I use Hornady ammo. But they came out with this one. It's called the 22 ARC. We talked about this caliber a while back. It's big for AR-15s. The platform makes a very, very high-performance 22 caliber long-range rifle out of an AR-15. But you can also get this in bolt actions and single shots. The 22 ARC, which stands for Advanced Rifle Cartridge, only shoots VLD bullets. It's made for very long, very low drag bullets. It's exciting because I like new hot little calibers like this. It's very similar to my 6.5 Grendels. The ARC stuff that's coming out, this advanced rifle cartridge stuff, is top notch. So exciting, great things coming from Hornady with all their new products. Go to Hornady.com, find out more. So they're pushing a new cartridge, and they're always pushing a new cartridge because that's their business. And last but not least, the new scope of the year. Leupold, of course, is my favorite scope manufacturer. They are top-notch scopes, and they came out with their Mark IV HD. It's for a high-end scope. We used to look at Zeiss and lots of real high-end scopes that are terribly expensive, $3,000, $4,000 a piece. The optic of the year this year is the Leupold Mark IV HD, and there's a lot of reasons why, but they've put the like the 1 to 4.5, which is a popular scope for me. I love them. I got like 4 of them, and the 2.5 to 10 powers out at $1,000. So it's affordable for a high-end scope. Remember, with the Leupold, you have a lifetime guarantee. So that makes a big, big difference. Lifetime guarantee I'm not going to say affordable because I don't want to seem like a snob, but it's at a good price. And then they've got the bigger ones, the 4.5 to 18 power and the 8 to 32 power scopes for $1,600. So if you're a long-range shooter, these scopes are phenomenal. There's ads in every magazine out there for them right now because they're a hit. And you get what you pay for. Just put it that way. You can go to leupold.com. That's leupold.com. They're my favorite scope. They're guaranteed for life. You never have a problem with them. If you do, they'll take care of you. So that's your roundabout way of finding out what's hot on the market from Guns and Ammo this year.
Top picks from Guns and Ammo.
it's a fun thing to do every year. I try to do it every year, and kind of makes a shopping list to look at, you know? Kind of like looking at
JCPenney toy catalog.
There you go. It's darn near, only better.
We're going to take a break.
Like
we'll come back.
Go boom.
It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Back right after this.